we're hopeful, I'd say more than confident, hopeful the council can see reason and see that this is actually a very bad decision. And, yeah, so I think hopeful probably sums up more than confident. The problem is that, you know, council themselves really don't understand what goes on inside the building and what we're all about. And without them actually even understanding what really goes on here, it does make it difficult for to get them to see reason about what is, as I said, a really bad decision.
Yeah, look, the Smart Hub has been surviving on grants, hasn't it? So I suppose it's a big ask for the council to ask the state government for more money when they've just lost $6 million.
Yeah, I mean, you can see that argument, but the reality is, in terms of the council budget, what the Smart Hub costs them is an absolute pittance, and that's before you come in that, you know, the staffing losses that we're going to have either way will cut what it costs almost in half again. But then, you know, the whole joy at the Smart Hub is it's an incredibly innovative thinking space. Perhaps if council came down here and spoke to us, and we could work with them, there's plenty of opportunities that could actually make this place, you know, revenue neutral, so they could keep supporting innovation and it wouldn't cost the budget a penny.
Why don't they do it? Have you sent out an SOS saying, hey, let's have morning tea, let's talk about this before you make the ultimate sacrifice?
Well, I'm waiting on a response from the Office of the Mayor, actually, to a meeting request, and we're certainly looking. I've asked the council to give a deputation so that I can present to all of them. So hopefully council will live up to their word about consultation, and we'll get that meeting with the Mayor, and we'll get that deputation, and we'll have that opportunity to talk these things through with them with an open mind and with an opportunity to say, hey, look, come and talk to us. There are ways that you can continue supporting innovation while taking pressure off the budget at the same time. Just take the low road of deleting the line from the spreadsheet and thinking that's all it is.
And hopefully there'll be some smart people around town who are saying to the Mayor, I think you may have got this one wrong. I mean, you know, we need to save this.
Well, certainly, you know, anyone we talk to behind the scenes does say that, and we would certainly hope that anybody that has the ear of the Mayor would be telling him exactly that, yeah.